This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome, everybody. Thank you very much for joining us here for another hour of Auto World. What an outstanding hour we've got lined up for you. We've got everybody. Rick Cole is scheduled to join us, the gentleman with an upcoming auction. We've got Pam Oates, certified ASE technician and one of our go-to people when it comes to mechanical issues with your vehicle, and doing a lot of work with some companies in Detroit these days as well. And we've got the old car guy himself, Don Jones, and we're finishing up with Larry Ensel, esteemed automotive journalist, the man behind ClassicCars.com, author of so many books, college professor. And Larry, before the break, was telling us that he spent some time testing out the new Camaro with the four-cylinder engine, a convertible. And Larry, you drove this from Michigan all the way to Maine?
Yeah, what happened was I was for the last 2 years, I've been taking part in the, it's called the ELK, and that's ELK as in Everyone Loves Kids, charity challenge. And it's a it's a road tour, kind of a, CBS has a show called The Amazing Race. And it's kind of like The Amazing Race, but it's all here and it's done in cars. And we drive from place to place and we do these sometimes silly challenges, sometimes very educational challenges. And we raise $10,000 a day for various children's charities. And I got involved in it through Shriners Hospitals because I was a Shriners kid when I was younger. And so this year I convinced, since I just done the book on the new Camaro, I convinced Chevrolet they should loan me one for the event. And it started in Dearborn, Michigan, ended up in Lake Placid, New York. And as long as I was that far, there was a couple of car museums in Maine I've always heard about, Seal Cove and the other one. Anyway, and so I wanted to go see them. So I thought, well, it's only 8 hours from upstate New York to Maine. And then, so I went there, and they were both fascinating. And then on the way back, I went to the new Audrain Car Museum in Rhode Island. And so anyway, I ended up doing 4,000 miles in the new Camaro convertible. And I specifically wanted to drive the Camaro with the four-cylinder turbo because I'd driven the V8 and the V6 before. And I think for a lot of people, this is the car. Well, first of all, it's going to create a whole new audience for the Camaro. And a lot of the V8 faithful people will laugh and say, you know, ha, 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 four cylinders, you know, that's not a real car. But with the turbocharger, it's plenty fast. I will admit I saw triple digits. But yet I averaged 27 point something miles per gallon, 28 miles per gallon. Did everything I wanted. The car is amazing. The interior lighting in this car is incredible, and it changes as you change driving modes. And in the convertible, you touch a button, and as long as you're going 25 miles an hour or less, you can put the top up and down while you're driving.
Oh wow!
So what I would do really is I drive cool. along on the like on the freeway, you know, where I wanted the top up, and then you pull off the freeway and you get to the stop sign or you know you slow down on the off ramp and you press the button and the top goes down and you kind of cruise the boulevard. It's just perfect. So so that book comes out in I think by the end of this month. And it's another Motor Books project. And then I just agreed with Motor Books to do yet another project that I guess I shouldn't talk about yet, but it's about, the book will be out in about 18 months. That's all I can say.
That's great. Have you had the opportunity to drive the ZL1 Camaro yet?
No, I have not. Two weeks ago, the last new car I drove since the Camaro was the new Roush F-150 supercharged Ford pickup truck.
Cool.
With, believe it, 600 horsepower.
Oh, wow. That is remarkable.
It 600 horsepower is a lot of power. Let me put it that way.
Very good. Well, Larry, we're going to get you back on a much more regular basis. We'll make a date to get you back here in the next month or so. In the meantime, enjoy your time in Michigan. Keep up the great work at ClassicCars.com. Keep writing those stories and keep having fun.
All right, you too. Thanks a lot.
Thank you so much. There he is, the man himself, Larry Ensel. And I just got an email here from Rick Cole. Rick Cole can't make the interview, so sliding in to take his place is our good friend Pam Oates, who's an ASC certified technician, the former owner of Pam's Motor City in Fort Myers, Florida, broadcaster and spokesperson, and also consultant to a lot of automotive companies out there. Pam, it's been way too long. How are you doing?
Thanks for having me on.
Well, tell us a little bit about your work in the Motor City. I know that you told me at the beginning of the year you were going to be quite busy and you were going to be doing lots of work for lots of different people. How's it going?
Oh, actually, it's going very well. I am having a lot of fun. I should have sold the shop years ago. Because it's fabulous. It really is. I'm having a very good time. And having a good time to me, I'm kind of boring because that means I'm really getting involved in what's up and coming and what's out there right now. And it's really interesting. I would have been a perfect professional student.
Just like my wife. That is my wife's ambition. My wife has a master's degree and two partially finished PhDs. She originally was going to be a college professor. So she's always studying stuff. So you and my wife Sharon get along quite well.
You know, there's knowledge is power. There's no denying that, and especially when it comes to, your vehicle and car care. There's a lot of interesting docs out there, especially online, a lot of YouTube videos, and I can just only recommend you go to the leaders, you go to the top dogs, you go to those who know what they're talking about. You don't really rely upon trying to get tips and car care venues from individuals who they're doing something in their backyard and they have that on steady hand with the cell phone.
Yeah.
don't do it. Brandon does something a couple of weeks ago with someone who decided to do a YouTube video educational module there, and they got themselves into a whole lot of trouble. Extensive automotive trouble. So please, for everyone out there who wants to do these updates and learn what's going on in the industry, stick with the pros, please.
That's some really good advice. I can only imagine some of the things that you've seen over the years, and certainly working with some of these companies. Is it okay if you're not comfortable mentioning some of the companies that you're working for? Perhaps you can't. Give us an idea, if possible, about some of the folks that you're doing work with.
I really can't discuss name-wise because I have their venue and I have my venue. But we can get back to that after I hear you've got a commercial coming up. So
Very good media person that you are. You picked that right up. Straight ahead, more with Pam Oates. And by the way, if you got a mechanical problem with your vehicle, you got that funny noise, that funny smell, that funny leak in the driveway, give us a call, 855-6.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Attention, this is an important message for anyone who had an IVC filter implanted to prevent blood clots from traveling to their heart or lungs. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. If you or a loved one has had an IVC filter implanted, you may be entitled to substantial compensation. Call IVC Filter Help now at 800-219-0990. IVC filters have been known to fracture and cause tearing of the heart, lungs, or vena cava, internal bleeding, pulmonary embolism, and even death. Our network of experienced attorneys is ready to fight for you. You pay no fees unless we make a recovery in your favor. Time is limited to make a claim, so call today for a free confidential consultation. Don't fight this alone. If you or a loved one has had an IVC filter implanted, call IVC Filter Help now at 800-219-0990. 800-219-0990. That's 800-219-0990.
Back to the music in a minute, but first I've got a special free giveaway. I've got 100 free trials of a belly flattening breakthrough Nubiotics here, and I've been authorized to give them away to the station's first 100 callers right now. So if you want to see what you'd look like with a flatter belly, call now. Don't even wait till I stop talking. Only one free trial per caller, though. Don't be greedy. Okay, here's the number. 1-800-983-5628. I'm guessing it works pretty fast because it says here that if your belly flattening results are too dramatic, you're supposed to reduce use to every other day. And it looks like it's made from natural ingredients, too. Scientifically formulated to cleanse pounds of toxic sludge from your body. Okay, this is it. If you want a flatter belly, be one of the first 100 callers right now to claim one of these free trials. 1-800-983-5628. Or if lines are busy, try again. 1-800-983-5628. Call now for details. 1-800-983-5628.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the packed bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Introducing the fastest growing digital currency company in the world, OneLife. With over 2.1 million members, OneCoin is becoming the most powerful force in digital currency. It reached over $1 billion in revenue in its first year. No other company has accomplished such an impressive feat. Now you can achieve financial independence with the strength of OneLife. Find out how to build your financial dreams. 877-933-4747. 877-933-4747. Dedicated to helping you create financial abundance.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
back. Thank you very much for joining us here on Auto World. My name is Bob Long. Pam Oates is with us. Don Jones, the old car guy himself, has been on the road. He'll be joining us a little later on in this hour. Pam has been doing lots of work for aftermarket companies and having lots of fun. And I would imagine seeing a lot of cool things and probably seeing some futuristic things, things that we're going to be seeing in vehicles in the not-too-distant future.
Oh, definitely. Something that, what I'm really looking forward to is, you know, our CAFE standards are going up to 54.5 MPG in 2024. So how are we going to do this? Well, one of the avenues we're taking is we're going into 48 volts. And I guess I'm kind of a nerd because I'm really looking forward to this technology coming out. And they expect approximately 11 to 14 million vehicles by 2020 to be housing 48 volts. And I'm going to be getting some more information on that. I was very honored to be asked again back to NACAT, the North American Council of Automotive Teachers, which is North America, Canada, United States, it's collegiate, it's high school, it's vocational, they all get together. It's a great four-day conference. We're talking about the up-and-coming technology, but they're going to be teaching their students what's going on in the world of the automotive industry, all the up-and-coming technology. It's a lot of fun. But the thing that I'm going to miss the most, because I was going to do it, but I just didn't have the time, they have this thing called a valve cover race. The valve cover race entails an actual valve cover where they put wheels on it, trucks, and they race it down the little ramp. And last year, the Canadians, they took the honors, and this year, let's hope that we get it back.
Oh, that's great.
So there's some fun involved with it, too, yes.
It sounds like you're having lots of fun with that work, and certainly you're also an entrepreneur. I love the gadget that you invented a while back, and it was born out of folks coming into your repair facility and complaining basically their check engine light was on. This is a very simple item for your gas cap, but very, very effective. Tell folks a little bit about what I'm referring to.
Thank you. It's actually, we're in negotiations with it right now, but it's called the Gas Cap Grip, and it is for individuals who have dexterity issues opening and closing the gas cap. You've seen the old ladies and gentlemen and people who have difficulty opening that gas cap at the gas station, waiting for the clerk to slowly come out of the building so they can take care of this issue. And it's neatly right within the confines of the gas door, and it's complete. I checked how sturdy it was by one time running the shop truck, which was about 12,000 pounds over it, and it didn't budge. So it's not going to break, and which was important for me. But it's all about, like you said, or not a necessity, about keeping that check engine light off. People, they have a tendency, especially when they get older, a little weaker in the hand, and they cannot close the gas cap properly. They can't get that spin on it. And this actually gives them the leverage. You know, we're seeing more and more vehicles out there without gas caps. They just have the fill tube. But there's approximately 240 million vehicles out there right now that do have this. So that's the reason why I went forward with this project. And I'm glad I did. So thank you for asking, Bob. That's very kind.
Oh, absolutely. I'm a big fan of that, and I wish you the best with that entrepreneurial venture, and I think it's something that lots of people should take advantage of. It's interesting, like you say, we are seeing Ford was the first to come out with the cars without the gas cap completely. It's always a little bit of an unsettling, almost funky-like experience whenever I get a press car are like that. I wonder how consumers as a whole have taken to that. Have you heard any particular feedback on what most consumers think about no gas cap? Do they like it or do they not?
Well, you know, I haven't heard too much negative or positive back on that. I know a while back that for a module that we're doing with one of the companies, I happen to have one of those non-gas cap cars now. And I, of course, have a whole plethora of tools and diagnostic stuff in my little mini shop that I have nowadays. And one of them happens to be a borescope that has a camera built into it and a video. So we snaked the borescope down there just to take a peek to see what was there. And you could see they had your chambers there. And they actually had where they had the check valve. And you couldn't go any further than that. But, you know, basically the same setup that the Filmec that you have on other cars and trucks today, but without the gas cap.
Interesting. Certainly, I've had some experience with the Mustang being one of the cars without the gas cap, and the original Ford GT supercar did not have a gas cap. I wonder if this new super 2017 mega priced one will also probably follow suit. That seems to be something that Ford is getting into, and many more manufacturers are getting into it. What's going to happen here in the not-too-distant future, Pam? I mean, we're living in such a golden age of performance cars. You and I love the performance cars. I'm an arrested adolescent. I hate to see them go away. Are we going to see more of these tiny engines with superchargers and turbochargers making, you know, what used to be V8-like power? What do you foresee the automakers doing in addition to that battery voltage change to achieve such a extremely high government fuel economy number?
You're going to see the hybrids. You're going to see the gas electric vehicle. And they're catching up with the performance. I mean, look at Tesla. Despite the little issue that they're having right now, somebody showed me a video where they had a Tesla versus a very high performance vehicle on a drag strip, and the Tesla was gone on the first run. And the second run, it was pretty close, but then again, Tesla, you know, they took over. The performance is going to be there, and it's going to be greater than ever. We're just going to see it in a different mode, that's all.
Absolutely. Short visit today. We'll get you back real soon. In the meantime, if you'd like to give out your website, go right ahead.
Well, thank you. Yes, it's CarShare for the Clueless, CarShare the number 4 Clueless, and they're debuting our new website tomorrow morning. So thank you for asking.
Perfect timing. Thank you, Pam.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Welcome back, everybody. Telephone-wise, you can get a hold of us at our regular number, 855-660-4261. Bob at AutoWorldRadio.com, Bob at BobLongRadio.com. And now we go out onto the road, because that's where this gentleman has been. Don Jones is the CEO, the founder of theoldcarguys.com, and I know he's been up in Carlisle, Pennsylvania, and let's find out where he is right now as we speak. Don, thank you very much for joining us, and how are you today? Looks like we'll have a little connection problem with Don. We'll definitely get that taken care of momentarily. Meanwhile, we'll throw out another trivia question here just for the fun of it. What the heck? Why don't we throw it? Well, wait a minute. We don't have the answer to this one yet, and we just got it in as we speak. That was perfect timing. Elliot in California, listening on the GCNlive.com. Has got the answer to the trivia question about the man behind the Brooklyn sports car. This was a fiberglass body gullwing sports car. Wasn't much of a sports car. They're not that collectible today. They're kind of cool looking. I've never driven one, but it was Malcolm Brooklyn, who is famous for many, many things, including being the gentleman who brought Subaru into this country as as an importer. Right now, let's go to the Auto World guest line and bring forth the CEO of the Old Car Guys, a gentleman who's been on the road extensively in recent times. Let's all say hello to Mr. Don Jones. Don, how are you doing?
Oh, pretty good. Yeah, get ready to pack the bags and head out again, buddy.
Excellent. So tell myself and our listeners a little bit about where you've been. I know you were up in Carlisle. Tell us about how that went, and tell us about some of the other places that you've been in recent times.
Well, the Carlisle event went very, very well. We not only did we do the GM show at Carlisle, but also went over to visit my friends at the Eastern Museum of Auto Racing, and finally ran into this lady that I was looking for last year, who has this vast collection of Hudson parts. So we talked to her, or I talked to her, and she's very interested in letting the Old Car Guys market those parts for her. So she's talking with the rest of the family, and hopefully when I go back next week, we'll be able to cut a deal and probably become the largest supplier of Hudson parts in the neighborhood.
That's great, and I would imagine Hudson parts are not easy to come by.
No, they're not. You know, it's an old car. I think they go back to about 1903 or 04. I guess in the early 60s or late 50s was the last manufacturing of cars. But man, they were quite the car to have back in the late 40s and early 50s. They had a tremendous suspension system and a super big 300 plus cubic inch flathead 6-cylinder engine in them that really take that monster of a car and cruise it down the road.
Oh, that's fantastic. So you've spent some time in Carlisle, Pennsylvania, and now I was speaking to you off air on later in the, I forget, it was either Thursday or Friday, and you were telling me that you're going to go out and visit a buddy and get to drive a couple of his prize possessions
I'm going to run back out to Carlisle for the Mopar weekend. That should be next weekend, so we'll take off about Wednesday. And hopefully we'll also shoot the Hudson parts, visit some other friends. We did also, on the last trip, find a person with a collection of about 40 AMXs in an incredibly large garage that he had built. He isn't thinking or wasn't thinking about selling anything, but things have a way of change over a couple of weeks, so we'll visit him again, see what we can do with those parts for him. And when I get back, I'll be back a week or two. Then we're heading to Montana and to visit my old Army buddy out there, the Mooner.
Oh, that's great. And he's got a couple of really cool cars, one truck and one very, very cool Mustang. Tell us all about these cool vehicles that you're going to have an opportunity to check out.
Right. I'm not sure if he'll ever let me drive the Mustang, which is a 69 GT500 King Road. I think it's a 429 cubic inch engine in it for the 4-speed. And then he said he was going to pick me up at the airport in Billings, Montana, driving that. But I won't have to rent a car because he's going to lend me his 57 Chevrolet pickup truck, which is his one of his daily drivers, so I'll be cruising to Montana and maybe get out into Idaho as well if I can, you know, afford the gas on that big pickup engine of his. But we'll be searching around out there to see what we can find.
Oh, that sounds really cool. Let's talk a little bit more about this upcoming event in Carlisle devoted entirely to Mopar. This must bring folks in from all four corners of America, as well as probably folks from around the world. And this must be a whole lot of fun for you, because I know that you have in the past done quite well with Mopar parts.
Yeah, Mopar seems to be the number one part that people call me about. What I'm attempting to do with the website is to grow it into the number one place in the world to go to for anything for Mopar. We have a salvage yard here in Missouri that we've had for a number of years that we've sent a lot of business to, and last year we picked up Van Auto Parts up in Wisconsin with a lot of sheet metal and aftermarket parts. I also ran into a number of people that did little specialty things. One fellow that does radiators and heater cores, another guy was doing clutches. So I'm going to attempt to find people that have got the little specialties and work out a deal where they'll be on my website so that anybody that's looking for anything or even, for things that they don't know they need can come to the website and search through it and find all these artisans and mechanics and in some ways maybe some inventors that can find and fill all their needs when it comes to parts and service.
That sounds great, and of course, if you haven't checked it out, you must do so. By all means, check out theoldcarguys.com. Matter of fact, bookmark it on your computer. For those of our listeners who have never had the opportunity to log on, what kind of stuff can they expect to find?
We've been selling cars so quickly that I really haven't concentrated on getting any new ones up there. We've, as you remember, and maybe the audience remembers it, we're actually a portal into other websites. So we advertise on four or five of the largest websites in the world. So we have such a footprint out there that the cars don't last long. However that is, the parts are really what we've been concentrating on, looking for salvage yards, and again, those people that do those specialty items, and we've been gathering those folks together. So if you're looking for any kind of a part or service, the Old Car Guys is the place to go. If you can't find it, obviously give me a call. We'll be putting a more enhanced search engine on there probably towards the end of the year to make it easier for folks to find whatever they're looking for on there.
Wonderful. And your telephone number?
Area code 314-306-7507.
More with Don straight ahead.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
July 25th, 2006, we adopted April. She's a purebred orange and white Brittany. But when she started scratching like crazy, I said to John, it's got to be her food. You know, what you put into a dog is what you get out. We heard this radio commercial, and this woman was so excited about Dinovite.
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
I said to John, I'm getting this. So the Dinovite comes, and I thought, a light bulb moment. She loves her dog food. She always leaves a little bit in her bowl. So we added a huge scoop of Dinovite in it, and then we swished it around like gravy. She dove into that bowl. She licked it clean. She loved it. So that's been the routine for almost 10 years. April gets Dinovite for dessert. Her coat is now soft. It's silky. It's smooth. She even walks like a little princess.
859-428-1000.
On Dinovite. She's Little Miss Hollywood.
DINOVITE.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved
loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots, and like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Hi, this is Jay Leno, and you're listening to Auto World with Bob Long.
You better watch out there how you drive that Cadillac there. I'm telling you.
Don Jones is on his way to the big Mopar event in Carlisle, Pennsylvania. Don is, of course, the CEO, the founder of theoldcarguys.com, one of our regular contributors here on the broadcast. And it sounds like business is doing quite well for Don as he's selling a lot of cars. And I would imagine you're probably meeting a lot of cool people and also catching up with a number of old friends.
Well, that reminds me. I ran into a fellow when I was out on at Carlisle last time. I'm trying to remember the fellow's first name. His last name was North, I believe. Does that ring any bells? I think he had something to do with designing the Oldsmobile Tornado back in the 60s.
Oh, cool. Very cool.
Yeah, so I've got his phone number here at the house. I thought maybe that might be somebody you might want to interview in the future.
Yeah, absolutely. Email that over to me, and we'll get him on board and do an interview with him. Yeah, I would love to talk to the designer of the Tornado. It's certainly one of the iconic American personal luxury cars of all time. Which generation was he involved with? Was he involved with the original one?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
I'm not exactly sure where his influence started and ended, but apparently he was the number one engineer when it came to it, probably the inspiration on making it a front-wheel drive. But that car, when it came out, was quite phenomenal on its ability to corner and the power it had. The thing weighed about 4,600 pounds, and I think it ran about $4,600. But the first couple of years it was out, it was setting records on things like the high-speed hill climb and whatnot. I believe it probably came out with a standard 421 cubic inch engine with about 330 horse. But that's coming off the top of my head, so I might not be totally accurate on it. But ran into him and ran into some interesting folks that had their beautiful cars. I ran into a fella that had a nice looking 48 Chevrolet panel truck. And I told him, I said, you know, I've got a nice 52 panel truck that I put together. I put about 30 grand in it. And I can see if I would have spent about 120 more that I'd have something to look in as yours. He kind of smiled, laughed, and said, probably 150.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, these folks had some cash. Or have some cash stuck in their cars. I'm not sure what they've got left after building some of these great-looking cars that were out there.
That was a point.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, that was a point that Larry Insel, we had on in the previous hour of the broadcast, brought up, is that, lots of people just spend just an enormous amount of money restoring cars. Sometimes you think you're going to spend X amount of dollars, and it ends up costing you three times as much. So you got to be very careful when getting into a restoration project.
Oh, absolutely. And I think I mentioned a number of times that I built a 64 Barracuda, and I'd probably, at this point, have 15,000 in it, and I would be lucky to get 8,000 out of it. Part of the reason is that I started on it like, maybe 9 or 10 years ago. And it's a driver now, but some of the work that I did at the beginning, by the time I had it finished, it was wearing kind of thin. And so I know I got a little breakthrough on some of the paint and some more deterioration on the chrome. And but it's a cool driver. You know, from 20 feet away, it looks cool. And, driving down the street, the people still give me the thumbs up and a wave. And the big smile when you're driving a classic.
That's true. Absolutely. When you're driving a classic, you get an awful lot of attention. There's no question about that. But let's talk a little bit more about your own signature truck there. Is that the vehicle that you take on the road when you go up to Carlisle and visit with folks? What vehicle do you drive to these events that you're traveling to and have traveled to in recent times?
Well, I use the what I refer to as the banana truck. It's the bright canary yellow 1952 Ford panel truck powered by a 350 Chevrolet engine, and the truck itself, or the body truck itself, is sitting on a late 70s Chevrolet pickup truck frame. We did that to get the bigger brakes and the disc brakes in front and have the power steering and other elements that I like on a more modern car, and again for safety reasons. But I don't like to take it more than about 100 miles, so I use that around the area. And we kind of use it for special events, particularly at night, because I've got this real cool light set underneath it. So it changes colors, and you set it up to strobe and other things. So it definitely stands out in a crowd.
That's very good. And again, if you're in the market for a classic car, or if you're in need of parts for a project that you're working on now, or perhaps you own a classic car and you need to get a particular part, some of these can be very, very difficult to find. And Don can be an extremely valuable resource. Don, I got an email today from a gentleman in Russia who listens to us. So, we've got a global footprint here. Folks are listening to us all over the world, and certainly Automotive Passion knows no boundaries. Places that used to be totally devoid of vehicles, let alone personally own collector vehicles, places like Russia are now getting involved in the hobby. It's shocking to us who lived through the Cold War and the USSR and all that went on between the U.S. and the former Soviet Union, but it's a whole new ballgame.
Yeah, the last time I looked at my analytics on my website, we were in all 50 states and 68 foreign countries. Not too much coming out of the Soviet Union, but you know, we were hitting it. We were getting a lot of stuff out of Scandinavia, obviously a lot of hits out of Canada, and then Australia, but you know, one or two or five or ten from just about, you know, anywhere where people can appreciate cars.
Absolutely, anywhere people can appreciate cars, and certainly, you know, we're getting more people involved in the hobby, too. Do you notice going to Carlisle that you're seeing perhaps, hopefully, some younger people there, and also perhaps seeing some new faces as well?
Yeah, well, I talk to people, usually folks my age, when we start talking about the kids or grandkids wanting to be involved in it. We're seeing some of the younger folks coming in, particularly when Carlisle does the style and performance, which is basically more of the modern cars and more of the smaller compact Japanese and the German cars, what most people might call rice burners, if I'm allowed to use that terminology. But those shows are almost overwhelmingly people 30 or younger. The music's modern. Everything about them is modern. And usually I'm there about an hour, and then I head on down the road before somebody, you know, turns me into the old folks home.
Well, you're a long ways.
I think I'm gonna get KB or something.
You're a long ways from that, my friend. There's no question about that. That's as far as I'm concerned. And I know that you've got lots of great plans for the oldcarguys.com in addition to our upcoming radio and digital projects. And we're going to be hopefully doing this for a long, long time to come.
Well, you know, it's kind of a funny thing, and I'm sure there's going to be some folks my age out there that are going to say I'm crazy for what I'm about to say, but the harder that I work, the better I feel, and right now, as both of our listeners might remember, I've been working for the family, I ran the farm for 10 months.
Let's say you want to make a do-it-yourself repair on your vehicle. Where do you turn for advice? If you're considering free online repair advice, you might want to consider The Source. Instead of putting your vehicle at risk, rely on accurate, complete guidance from start to finish with the experts at Haynes. Every Haynes manual is based on a complete teardown and rebuild of the vehicle. They learn the best ways to do a job and make it easier and cheaper for you. Haynes now offers online manuals that are formatted for all electronic devices. Rather than chance it on the internet, see the experts at Haynes.com.
This is Don Jones, the old car guy himself. I'd like to invite you to come to my website, theoldcarguys.com. That's theoldcarguys.com. We probably have everything you need for your classic car. Parts, service, even insurance. So check us out at theoldcarguys.com or give me a call at 314-306-7507. That's 314-306-7507.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro-1 G2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.